I'm speaking today with Gordon Duke, President and CEO of the Prince George Airport Authority. Gordon, thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So, in a general sense, what's the kind of current state of affairs at the airport these days?
Well, as you can imagine, it's rough. We're used to running a vibrant regional airport, and we've seen significant drops in activity and revenue that is consistent with what's happening across the country.
Yeah, I understand that quite a few flight routes have been canceled or temporarily stopped. What's that looking like right now? Are they still being canceled? Or are they starting to come back?
What we're seeing for us here in Prince George is very contracted operations. We haven't lost wholesale routes in some cases, but where we used to operate, say, five flights a day to Vancouver, an airline will be operating one or two. And we did lose the Calgary direct route for a while, but Central Mountain Air is possibly coming back for that. And what sort of insulated us here a bit is the amount of essential workplace travel that goes on in and out of Prince George. Compared to, say, airports in Eastern Canada, where they are down 90%, for instance, in 2020, we were down 65% passenger loads. And if you'll recall, we weren't really hit until midway through March. So January, February of last year were pretty much normal months. And then what we saw was a dramatic decline halfway through March that has remained pretty consistent since then.
And how have these changes, the loss of revenue, the loss of people coming through the airport, how have they impacted staff? And how is the Airport Authority working to mitigate some of those who are maybe negatively impacted?
It has been an opportunity for our staff in terms of how we've dealt with this adversity as an organization. We immediately, in mid-March, went to a remote work policy that we had never implemented before for our administration and management staff. Our operational folks had to remain in place to keep the airport up and running and make sure that it's safe and secure. So to lower the risk to those folks, everybody else worked remote working. And what we've done is separated the shifts so that there's no overlap, again, to minimize contact for that group, because we recognize that without that group, we really don't have an airport that's operational. So we did not want anybody in that group to get sick. So we've implemented some high priority cleaning protocols and a whole bunch of protocols limiting how they interact and certainly how they interact with members of the public.
And have people's hours been impacted by these changes?
What we've done is implemented at that time and across the board 20% cut. That between that and accessing the federal government's wage subsidy, we were able to make sure that all of our staff still had jobs. We have a very supportive board and a good working relationship with our collective agreement folks. And that has allowed us to, keep everybody employed up to this point and has allowed us during the winter months with the added snow and ice control, everybody is back working full hours. However, we're going to be, you know, we will look at it, all avenues going forward on how we're going to react to the continued slowdown in our the aviation sector.
Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to know, because the Prince George Airport does fill this role as kind of an essential travel hub for the North, is there any access to government supports to mitigate some of these closures, the revenue loss, that kind of thing?
It's been limited. Well, we know we have really good support at the city level and at the provincial level, but what we really need is support for the whole aviation sector at the federal level. And for instance, the wage subsidy program that I referred to before has been of great benefit to us in that it's allowed us to keep our staff. And the federal government has waived the rent that we're required to pay. However, it's a little misleading as the rent is based on revenue. And with our revenue being down 75%, we weren't going to be paying any rent anyways. Because we were not going to make the threshold of where rent payments kicked in. So we do need some level of support to help us operate, because the costs are very fixed to keep an airport operational. That's it's a very heavy regulatory environment with a huge focus on safety. And for us in Prince George, we have a very vibrant medevac operation, both into and out of Prince George. We have the BC Forestry Service tanker base here. The RCMP have a couple of aircraft based here. And Northern Health Authority moves health professionals, specialists, in and out of Prince George quite regularly. So we understand fully that we cannot cut back on the service that we provide because we are an essential service, and there's a lot of fixed costs that go into that.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned the airport's function as a hub just now. Are you in contact with other regional airports, specifically the smaller airports like Fort Nelson, for example, that have had their routes to Prince George canceled, I believe?
Although they're coming back.
Okay.
Yeah, well, they're restarting service fairly quickly. And that was a coordinated effort between the airline, the city of Fort Nelson, the airport here, Prince George Airport. We all recognize the value of that service and are really happy that we're able to work together and collaborate and get that route back. We do speak regularly with all of the regional airports. Prince George Airport Authority is a member of the Canadian Airports Council. And I'm a member of the Small Airports Caucus and represent the BC airports in that group. And we have regular meetings. We discuss strategy and we also commiserate on how things are going.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because sometimes people can assume that air travel is non-essential, forgetting that, of course, especially in the north and more remote places, it is absolutely essential for medical appointments, for mail delivery, for any number of other things.
Well, it is, particularly for health, it's part of the health delivery plan for northern BC, is to have, that's how people get access. And, that is part of their built in as part of the plan for how health services are delivered. And same with policing. The RCMP have a couple of aircraft based at the airport. And part of the policing plan for northern and remote communities is still to ensure that you have access.
Yeah, so lots of service providers relying on having a functioning operational airport in Prince George. Maybe to wrap up, what do you think are going to be the lasting impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic on the airport and to travel in Prince George and maybe more broadly, more generally?
That's a good question. I think that unless there's some immediate and meaningful action taken, there could be permanent and lasting damage to the aviation sector in Canada. That the action that other countries are taking to support their aviation sector at a time when Canada is, for the most part, not taking strong and meaningful action will lead to a competitive advantage for foreign carriers that could significantly impact the Canadian aviation sector.
Any final thoughts before I let you go about kind of the current state and where we're headed and whether or not we should be optimistic?
Well, I did want to end on a good note. I do feel hope for the sector, and I really feel good about the airport here in Prince George. We've got a solid team and really good support from the community. So I know in terms of bouncing back, you know, our job is to be ready. And so that's what, you know, we're focused on in making sure that we're ready when people are ready to travel again. And I think that that readiness will allow us to bounce back maybe a little quicker than what people might think.
That's great. Gordon Duke, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, I'm going to stop the recording.